Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bucks tonight in Dallas, then back at home tomorrow night at the Fiserv Forum, and they certainly have been not just the talk of the town, but the talk really of the state and a lot of basketball, as there's a genuine excitement. This team has the best record in the NBA, and as Pat Connaughton said a little earlier, they kind of enjoy the underdog role right now. But the guy that's putting it all together, made the trade and kind of the maneuvering for Mirotić now to come onto this thing. The general manager now joining us, John Horst. John, how you been?
Great, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. I mean, the excitement is palpable. I'm sure you guys are feeling it not only just within your own building, but you're probably seeing a lot of it at the box office right now, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. Had a great season so far. Looking forward to doing great things going forward. It's been a lot of fun being in Fiserv Forum, and the fan support has been unbelievable. The environment in there has been unbelievable, and it's been a great year so far.
Is this how do I put this? I asked Pat Connaughton the other night. I said, "Did you see this coming at the beginning of the season?" And he said, "Look, we were just having fun. They felt as if they were playing free, and there was a certain nucleus, a certain character that came together very quickly." How difficult is it as a general manager when you start to see things going in the right direction to be able to make a move to better your team but not screw up the chemistry that you have?
I think it's a really important balance, and something that we consider in every move that we do and everything that we discuss daily. The biggest piece of culture and chemistry and just the overall environment is really set with a core group of players and your coaching staff and you know, Peter Fagan and I at the top of the organization, and starts with our ownership with Mark, West, and Jamie. And so I think we have a great foundation and a great setup for, you know, adding players and kind of making moves around the edges and maintaining that. But, you know, really, again, starts with Giannis and Bud and the staff and the way that those guys are performing on a daily basis. When you win, it's easy to have fun when you win. So that's what we've been doing.
Did you expect this team to be this good when you put it together?
I expected this to be very good. You know, we were obviously last year, we were excited about the progress that we made from the year before and had a really competitive series against the Celtics. And what I saw was a group of guys headed by Giannis and Chris and Eric and Malcolm that really were dialed in and trying to take the next step forward, and had an unbelievable summer of development and work. We were grateful and thankful to be able to add Bud and his staff to that group, make the moves for Brook Lopez and Ersan, draft Dante, and we knew, we felt something special could happen. We knew we could have a really great year. To be the number one team in the NBA like we are right now, having our coaches represent the Eastern Conference as all-star coaching staff, to have two all-stars in Chris and Giannis, and to do some of the things we've done and all the sales we've had at Fiserv Forum. I'm not sure I saw it to that extent, but we were excited and planned for a special year.
Talking with John Horst, the general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks. Okay, so I had a chance to run into Bud and talk with him just away from everything when he first got to town. Him and Darvin Hammond were sitting there just kind of chit-chatting. He seemed like a guy that is, one, no nonsense, but two, a realist. I mean, it seemed like he had a pulse, like a finger that was going to say, okay, where is my team today, and how are they feeling, and how hard can I ride them and not ride them? Is that one of the things that, when you talk to him, do you get the sense that that becomes very relatable within a locker room?
Absolutely. You know, I think any great coach, any great leader in kind of any walk of life, whether it's sports or business, I think you have to have an unbelievable balance of feel, and as well as the ability to analyze and take in information and make decisions based on that as well. And Bud is the best I've ever been around and the best I've ever worked with, just in his ability to take all the information, have all the facts, understand the overall plan and program that they have, but also just to have a feel and to act off of that feel. And there's no doubt that when you have that mix, you have that balance, players respect that, players appreciate that, makes him more relatable, and really, I think, helps the guys want to perform for him to an even higher level.
So, and I hate to look towards the off season, so to speak, and I know it, right now it's the here and now, but there are going to be decisions to make come this off season. How much maneuvering do you have to do to make this off season compatible in the sense of, one, not trying to break this team up, and two, trying to be able to kind of serve all the masters, so to speak, and keep guys happy? How difficult do you think this offseason is going to be, because it begins with a guy like Chris Middleton?
Yeah, there's no doubt that we have a challenging offseason in front of us, just in terms of, you know, figuring out a lot of deals and different mechanisms and different logistical steps and things that you have to do in team building and roster building. But we're well-versed in that, and we've done it to some extent every year. You know, there's constantly change, and there's always free agency. You know, this year being unique with four starters potentially being free agents, and now adding Nico Mirotić, who also will be a free agent. But, you know, the overall aggregate, the total of the deal that we did, or the deals that we've done, Bill, have put us in a position where we feel really, really great about our opportunities to keep this team together. And obviously, the better that we perform this year and the overall success that we'll have will have an impact on that. But when you look kind of back to the beginning of the season, you know, we've traded Matthew Dellavedova and John Henson, a first-round pick, Thon Maker, and a second-round pick, effectively. And we ended up with George Hill and Nikola Mirotić and $20 million of potential cap flexibility. And so we feel like we've added to the production of our team this year, the ability to compete at the highest level this year, and gave ourselves optionality and flexibility going forward to keep the group together.
Got to ask you, I know there was a lot of talk with Anthony Davis going on in the market. The Lakers had put a lot, or at least reportedly had put a lot into the pot. Seeing what was going on, was it even worth, did you make a phone call to the New Orleans Pelicans just to say, hey, I'll kick the tires, or was it just something to where you knew it was so expensive that you weren't going to jump into that pool?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on Anthony Davis or that overall situation. I will tell you, we have not made an offer for Anthony Davis, and we're really, really excited for our team. We were at that point when that story came out, and we still are the best team in the NBA, and we're very thankful for the group that we have, the guys that we have, and we think, you know, we say over here a lot of times, why not us? We think we have the best player in the conference, maybe the best player in the league. We've got our second All-Star in Chris Middleton. We have an unbelievable culture and fit. We think the best coach in the NBA, someone who should be a coach of the year in the NBA, and we have an unbelievable supporting cast around that whole group, and so we're very happy and very thankful for the group that we have, and look forward to kind of moving forward with this group.
You've got an open roster spot. What are you looking to fill that with?
You know, we're really working through that right now. That's the next phase for us. So it's been a goal was to get a roster spot, and there's a variety of ways to do that. We added to our team yesterday with Nico, and very, very excited about that. Kind of adds more shooting and depth and size and versatility offensively and defensively. We do have the open roster spot, and we're trying to decide. I think more than likely, Bill, like that ends up being a big, you know, another big to kind of help us in the playoff stretches and just to give us another body defensively to throw at people. Could also be another wing and just another kind of shooter, handler, multi-positional defender. And so those are the things we're working at, and we're trying to figure that out.
With Mirotić coming in, obviously a good get, and a lot of people are excited about this. You had a chance to see him numerous times when he was with the Bulls, and so he comes in as a guy that can play the four, can play the three, and the questions are, well, where is he going to play? How is this going to work out, and especially when Giannis is on the floor? The only area that I see this mattering becomes defensively speaking. Other than that, do you see his role as anything in specific or just as kind of fluid?
You know, I think coming in, I think for us, Nico, this year, we've got a great starting lineup, team that has, you know, the starting group that has, I think, the best margin of any starting lineup in the league in terms of net rating. So for us, we look at him really bolstering that second unit, and that's what we like about him. He can play the four. He can play the five. He shoots, you know, at every position. He can push Giannis down to a three or up to a five. He can play with Giannis. He can play with Brook. And so just, again, I think there's a lot of versatility in a player like that, both offensively and defensively. And we're really thankful to have him. We think he's a huge add.
There is, and before I let you go, there has always been the perception at Milwaukee, a good basketball town, but they weren't winners. Guys want to win in free agency. They want to build these teams, and they want to go on and just kind of guarantee themselves rings or at least get into the NBA Finals. What is the perception, at least as you see it, around the league as to what it is you are doing in Milwaukee, the viability from agents' point of view for coming and sending their guys to Milwaukee. Has this risen dramatically in the last 2, 3, 4 years or just recently?
I think it's risen dramatically recently, but without a doubt started when Mark Lasry, Wes Edens, and then Jamie Dimon and Mark Fascitelli became part of our ownership group. Those guys came in, you know, mid-April. Well, I guess, 5 years ago now, came in and talked about building a championship in here in Milwaukee, resourcing it in any way necessary to make this happen. And all they've done since that point is just put their money where their mouth is, put their partnership and advice and mentorship behind everything that they've done. And here, what we have in Milwaukee right now is the best team in the NBA from a record perspective, a brand new arena, a brand new practice facility, a growing, ecstatic fan base that is not only in the city of Milwaukee, state of Wisconsin, but, you know, I travel globally for scouting. There's Bucks fans everywhere in the world. And it's pretty remarkable to be part of it, to have a role in it. And I think, you know, something that the city of Milwaukee should be extremely proud to have.
John, before I let you go, one more. If you and I are sitting down and having a beer and I look at you and I say, hey, John, you know, I know it was two owners that bought a franchise and it's not always easy to come in and make every step perfectly. And there were some missteps and probably an over amount of criticism on, you know, guys like me and maybe my part. But do you feel that the organization has settled down and is in a good place and that you're rolling right now? And if so, why?
Yeah, no, I not only do I feel, I know. And I just think that, you know, the proof is in the facts. And so you look at the number of sellouts that we've had in our arena. You look at the production that we have on the court, off the court. I think people that work for this organization, you know, the countless employees that work in this organization, the variety of roles that all have a role in the success that we've had. People love working for this organization. They love being part of this organization. They're proud to wear Bucks gear. You know, I think there's the fan base is growing, and I think the age range and the fans that we have here in Milwaukee are as people as young as my son and daughter, at 6 years old and 2 years old, and I think as old as you know, grandparents. And I think it's really remarkable to see the transformation of a city and the impact that a sports franchise has, and that starts with the ownership, trickles down to Peter and myself and Coach Budenholzer. And I think undoubtedly we're in a great place, and we're not. This is not a flash in the pan, have 1 year of success. I think we're built to succeed for a long period of time and hopefully continue to build on what we've done so far.
John, best of luck. Terrific job. There's a lot of excitement, like you know, in this city. I look forward to getting to a few more games before the season culminates and we head into the postseason. But I'll tell you, it hasn't been this good that I can remember since I was doing the pep rallies on the square down there back in 99, 2000, 2001. I mean, it's been phenomenal, and it's due in large part to what you guys have going on. So thanks so much for joining us, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for the time. I appreciate
All right, buddy.
It.
Talk to you soon.
Take care.
There you go. John Horst, the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, as they have become the topic of conversation, and he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.